Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. The Doan family continues to spread holiday cheer at Bay City's beloved Santa House near Veterans Memorial Park, a long-standing tradition that brings the Christmas spirit to life for visitors of all ages. Inside the festively decorated cabin, guests are greeted by twinkling lights, animated elves, and a miniature train running overhead, a favorite attraction for the children. The highlight remains meeting Santa himself, carrying on a custom that began more than three decades ago, thanks to Mary Ida Doan and her late husband, Nate. The couple first opened the Santa House in 1991 after transforming a 1920s cabin once located at Winona Park. Nate, who passed away in 1997, was known for his dedication to the role of Santa and to the community. In 1999, the family relocated the cabin to its current site at 1001 John F. Kennedy Drive. Now 87, Mary Ida continues the mission she and Nate began, supported by family donations and community goodwill. The Santa House remains open through December 22nd, welcoming visitors weekdays from 6 to 8:30 p.m. and weekends from 1 to 4 p.m. and 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Niagara Valley Communications, Inc. has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Niagara Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. And the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers School Community proved they have holiday spirit, even if it's mean one green. A decorated Lakers school bus transformed into a giant Grinch rolled through the annual Elkton Lighted Christmas Parade over the weekend, becoming a festive favorite. The transformation, well, the classic yellow bus was decked out in Grinch green, giving the school's unofficial color, Go Green, Go White, a humorous holiday spin. The creative concept was brought to life by dedicated volunteers, with students Tariana and Jaden credited for the main Grinch drawings. Christy and Carol were recognized for their efforts in decorating the vehicle, showcasing strong community and staff support for school events. The EPBP Lakers District is located in the Upper Thumb region of Michigan, serving the communities of Elkton, Pigeon, and Bayport. The school often emphasizes its sense of community and dedication to student involvement across various activities, from athletes to its highly competitive first robotics team, the Lakers Dreadnoughts. The Grinch bus was a shining example of holiday fun and school pride, demonstrating that even a school bus can get into festive spirit. And for our national news, the arrest of University of Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore on assault allegations, occurring just hours after the university fired him, has shocked the college sports world and intensified scrutiny on athletic department oversight as campus authorities and local law enforcement continue separate investigations into the circumstances surrounding the reported incident. And in our international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has reaffirmed support for Venezuela in a call with President Nicolas Maduro, voicing solidarity as the U.S. increases pressure on Caracas, including reported moves against Venezuelan oil shipments, further highlighting how the country's crisis has become a focal point in broader geopolitical rivalry among major powers. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.